My name's Kate James. I'm a proud Wadawurrung woman living and working on Wurundjeri country.
And can you tell us about your artistic practice? What do you do, Kate?
Yeah, so my art practice is kind of about reclaiming and recontextualizing everyday objects and spaces that have kind of contributed to the attempted erasure and misrepresentation of Indigenous culture. I work mainly with textiles, so embroidery and punch needling and tufting, but I've also started working with kind of ceramics and printmaking as well. So a lot of my work uses found objects, like Aboriginal sort of themed souvenirs, tea towels, and also pennants, items that kind of might seem harmless or kitschy. But when you kind of look closer, you see that they've played a role in reshaping how a very narrow and often inaccurate view of Aboriginal identity. And so, yeah, I take these objects and rework them using like a lot of bright colours and humour and language to celebrate and, our culture, but also challenge those narratives and reclaim stories.
And those products you're just speaking of there are basically colloquially known as Aboriginalia across Australia, mass-produced items which were commercial products. When did you first discover such items? Were you a young girl? Was it as you were older that these items showed themselves to you?
So it's probably maybe about 10 years ago, I sort of started collecting these objects. Just kind of, I'm really interested in sort of the tension between nostalgia and truth and how something can feel really familiar, but or confronting, but also hold layers of harm. And yeah, so that's kind of how I started collecting them. And then it was more the Aboriginal tea towels that I started to rework first.
And it was interesting times, of course, back then. Interesting items these
Yeah.
non-Indigenous artists produced. Do you understand what these artists were trying to do back then in any way, shape, or form, Kate?
I think they were just trying to make money, to be honest with you. Majority of them were made by, non-Indigenous artists, and I think it was about sort of making culture like it's a kind of manufactured culture, making it accessible for lots of people, and yeah, creating kind of a white view of what Indigenous culture was basically. If you I've looked a lot of at Brownie Downing's work, and she was obviously making a lot of ceramic work and paintings and drawings of Indigenous children in the 60s and 70s or even earlier, and with no reference to what was actually happening to Indigenous children at that time. So there is such a really harsh truth behind these objects that no one kind of talked about at the time. Yeah, so I mean, I see it as a commodification of culture, basically.
And I'm really interested to hear all about your collection. Where do you find your Aboriginalia? Vintage shops, op shops, eBay? How does it happen for you?
Everywhere. Yeah, everywhere. A lot of vintage shops. People have started to send me a lot of things as well, which is amazing. Yeah, I have boxes and boxes of stuff, which, obviously takes up a lot of room, but it is, and it's amazing how a lot of it is still really expensive. There is a market in Castlemaine that have stopped selling it. Yeah, so it's interesting, people's opinion of it now, because some of it is still really expensive and people still collect it. But then, yeah, I've got a lot of it now.
And as part of your collection, you mentioned before there, you've got Aboriginal tea towels from the past. What else have you got in your collection? And do you have a prize piece of this Aboriginalia, as we call it?
I don't like to have favorites, but yeah, I've got a lot of ceramic works now, a lot of wall figurines that I love. But yeah, mainly tea towels, tablecloths, and also a lot of pennant flags. They were kind of those, felt small felt screen printed flags. But yeah, I don't know whether I have a favorite. I don't think I do. Yeah, I've got a lot of even playing cards. I've got oven mitts. It just goes on.
You just mentioned pennants there, which brings us to your current work as part of the Perth Festival 2026 in early 2026. Tell us about what you've created for the Perth Festival and why.
Black Flags is a series of nostalgic triangular pennant fat flags that are inspired by the souvenirs of the 60s and 70s. And I was drawn to these, especially the way they celebrated place, but completely overlooked sort of deeper histories in the culture and traditional owners of the land. So it's kind of continuing on my practice of reclaiming and reworking. And I wanted to take sort of that tourist aesthetic and turn it into something that acknowledges truth and challenges kind of erasure, but also centres Indigenous perspectives. I've made a series of three flags specifically for Perth Festival. And these ones kind of, they're more to honour the strength and pride and resilience of the Noongar community. The three are Kort Mort, so that's heart and family in Noongar language, and that celebrates sort of kinship and connection. And I've used the iconic WA black swans and sort of reimagined them through an Indigenous lens, kind of decolonizing and reclaiming them as an expression of sovereignty and belonging. I've also made one called Big Mom Energy, and that sort of carries an uplifting spirit, sort of recognizing the momentum or, power that comes from community and standing strong together. And then the last one is Boilie, which means power, strength, and energy. And that features a crow, which is a shared moiety between with both the Wadjuk and my own Wadawurrung Kulin mob. So it kind of si symbolizes like the cultural ties and the relationship that links like all our nations. But there's also kind of another series, I think of five, that I made previously that also kind of have more of a truth-telling twist.
We all love a bit of truth telling. Tell us about those pieces.
I like sort of taking something that's recognizable and flipping the narrative on that. So I use a lot of kind of slogans or imagery that are recognizable. So one of them is actually the old telecom symbol, which to me always looks like an alien head. And even so, all over where I live, you see these old manhole covers on the ground with these stamped telecom symbols, and that kind of reminds me that of like invasion and kind of aliens and stuff like that. So it's kind of stamped all over the land, and when I went to Perth, it's also over there as well. So I like using kind of a symbol or something that's part of popular culture that I can reimagine. So that's one of the flags. So the other ones have a lot, kind of text, and it's use a lot of humor sort of as a powerful political tool. So, using that tension between nostalgia and truths about colonization. I'm hoping that the Perth community really enjoy them.
And I'm interested to know, how does an artist from Victoria, how do they come to do work over in WA? And how did you consult the community, the local mob, to then honour them, the Noongar community, with this piece of work for the Perth Festival coming up?
Perth Festival, it's such a major platform, and it's the first work that I've kind of really made for outside of Victoria. So it was such an honor, and it feels really special to contribute to something so far away from where I live and my own mob. I visited Perth in September and got to meet a lot of local mob and elders and sort of talk about culture and community over there. And I really wanted the flags to kind of honor how strong a mob they are. And, you know, it feels really special to, you know, to show, be asked, you know, to show something in Perth and something with such big works as well that will be seen by so many people. But yeah, I really wanted to honour the Noongar community, and you know, it's lovely to see how strong a mob they are, and you know, what a wonderful community. You know, they're so resilient and connected and so fiercely proud as well. Yeah, so it's been a real honour to make work. But yeah, I did consult with them over the language use as well, and showed them some of the previous works that I've made. So yeah, it's been a great time.
And let's talk about the work for the Perth Festival. We are radio. How would you best describe it to us? What does it look like? What will it look like?
So there'll be the three main flags will be on the side of the East Perth Power Station. So one of the flags is going to be like 6 meters by 9 meters, so absolutely enormous and super bright. And then there's two smaller flags. I mean, I say smaller, but they're still going to be like 3 meters by 5 meters or something. So they're going to be absolutely huge. And hopefully, yeah, be able to see them from far away. The power station is kind of located on the river there. So, yeah, hopefully it will look amazing. And then there'll be a lot of bunting that will go up around the festival as well, smaller, very colourful bunting. And then there's about, I think there's four other flags that will go up around the site as well.
Sounds fabulous, sis. I'm wondering what Aboriginal artists from across the nation inspire you with your work, Kate?
Oh wow, there's so many. My absolute hero is the late great Destiny Deakin, and I've actually used her term of black without the C to name this work. But yeah, I mean, I love. There's so many other artists that I really admire. Especially like artists that also use Aboriginalia, like Tony Albert. I think he even coined that term. Yeah, so there's so many artists that works that I love. You know, Kaylin Whiskey is also a massive hero of mine. I absolutely adore her work and how she also celebrates culture. Yeah.
What was it about Destiny's work that you really loved, sis?
How strong her pride in culture was, and how she celebrated it. And I mean, how she also used, you know, familiar objects in her work, and the color that she used, but also the power like behind all the work. Yeah, she always just blew me away. And it's so recognizable as well, her work. You could never confuse it with anyone else's work. Yeah.
And you also mentioned Tony Albert's there. He does some incredible work, doesn't he,
Yeah,
across
for
Australia?
sure. Yeah, and this amazing triennial that he's just curated in Canberra. I can't wait to go and see that. Like, brought together so many amazing artists. He's unstoppable.
We might leave it there for today. Kate James, thanks so much for joining us on NITV Radio.
Thanks so much, Kerry Lee. It was lovely chatting to you.